It's 1010. The Boys and Girls Club of South Elgin this week announced the start of construction on its new 20,000-square-foot clubhouse at the village's former Public Works building. CEO Kathy Russell now joins us live. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
So excited to have you with us this morning, and it's exciting news about this facility. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we're super excited about the kickoff of this building, and we're going to be starting construction really soon. And it's a 20,000 square foot building that's going to serve up to 250 youth every day, ages kindergarten through eighth grade. We will be providing hot meals for the kids every day, and getting help with their homework. And there are lots of spaces planned for them to participate in.
Well, and we've obviously seen the coronavirus pandemic present new challenges for those kids. It's also, though, exacerbated some existing issues. I'm curious, what are the needs that you're seeing, and how do you think this new building is going to help address that?
Well, for sure. I mean, now that kids, you know, kids have this innate desire to be social. And yes, they're social over their phones and internet, but they also really miss that connection with their peers. And so we are seeing kids gathering in places that aren't necessarily safe, and trying to, you know, fill that need to be social with their peers. And so this facility, is just coming at a really critical time where we can reach out to those kids and provide a safe place for them to go and have that social need met.
Well, and obviously there will be COVID-19 precautions in place, not only for the kids that you're serving, but for the staff and volunteers as well.
Absolutely. I mean, definitely, you know, when we started this project, it was pre the pandemic. And so now we're looking at it through a different lens, right? And so as we start to really get some concrete plans in place, you know, we're looking at all of that very closely and how we can make sure that everybody's safe.
And you mentioned construction will start later this year. Is there a tentative opening date that we can expect?
We're hoping to break ground June 1st and to have the doors open January 2022.
Wow. All right. Well, that's impressive. And also, let's talk about 20,000 square feet. I mean, that's an expensive undertaking to rework this Public Works building. There had to have been some fundraising efforts to make this possible.
Absolutely. We're expecting it to cost about $4.25 million. It'll have a learning center, a library, a STEM lab, an art center with crafts and music capabilities, and a kitchen and a cafe and a gym. We're also including a sensory room for some of our members. And so transforming all of those spaces takes a lot of collaboration and donations. And it all got kicked off with the Wisdom Family Foundation when they stepped forward with $1 million gift, and the Hoffer Family Foundation stepped up right behind them with another $1 million gift. And so we're well on our way to getting the funding needed to finish this building and project.
Well, that's incredibly encouraging. And to learn more about the Boys and Girls Club of South Elgin, you can visit bgcelgin.org/South Elgin. That's CEO Kathy Russell. Thank you for joining us. We'll check your complete AccuWeather 5-day forecast next. It's 10:14.